This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we're one day away from the weekend. You know what that means. We've got our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial in studio, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. If you have questions for Malia and CJ, great time to get on the phone right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more about Klaus Financial online. Their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com and their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. CJ, Malia, how you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How are you?
Really, really good. How are you, Malia?
Very good.
Excellent. And we've got a fun conversation ahead. We are going to be talking about where can I put my money to get a decent return, which should be a lot of fun. Before we get rolling on that conversation, though, one of the great things that you guys do at Klaus Financial each and every week is the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Going to be doing it again this week, a chance to win a great prize, a $25 gift card for Amazon. Little tip, not only does the question, but the answer as well comes up typically during the program, so listen closely to the show. And again, before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Not only get the question, but get that answer as well.
Yeah, so thanks everyone for listening last week. We had a lot of callers. The question of the week was, how much can you contribute to your IRA in 2020 if you're 45 years old and you've got at least $10,000 in earned income? Don from Madison called in with a correct answer, which was IRA contributions to an IRA will remain the same for 2020, which means $6,000 can be put away if you're under 50 into your IRA. So thanks for calling in and listening carefully today.
Really good stuff. And don't forget, if you missed any of last week's show or any previous program, or if you missed part of today's show, you can always get to klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com and listen to that show's podcast. Also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. So obviously on this show, you guys talk a lot about people getting the best investment results. What about safe money, that money that's kind of set aside for, you know, the rainy day fund, the emergency fund, that emergency money? Where can you be making a decent return? Where should people be thinking there?
Yeah, this is an important question because we get it, as Malia will attest, we get this quite often. It's kind of one of those building block questions as you start to build financial security, as you pay down your debt, as you're saving into your retirement account, thinking about the future. If you do this all appropriately, then you will end up with some money in, say, an emergency reserve, as we call it, which is about 6 months of living expenses, maybe even up to a year of living expenses in an emergency reserve. And then you might even have things like vehicle sinking funds or vacation funds. And so you end up with a fair amount of cash at the bank. And of course, people are just starting to say, of course, banks on the aggregate aren't paying very much on this. So what do we do? So that's going to be our topic for today, is really digging into various deposit money where you can still get some decent interest. But as we get this topic started, let me just remind you, the wrong answer is, oh, I put it under my mattress.
Oh, no.
Do not do that, please. Because first off, when criminals come into your house, if they ever break in, one place they look, believe it or not, is under your mattress. So if you're going to keep actual liquid cash because you just want to have physical cash reserves, then think of getting a safety deposit box at your bank, or have a fireproof safe that is, you know, anchored to the ground in your home. But when we get to different types of accounts, let's go through a few, and we're going to talk about benefits, drawbacks, and considerations for each of these account types. So the first would be a savings account. The main benefit of a savings account at your bank is that if your bank is part of FDIC, then you have Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation insurance up to $250,000 per account per depositor. And that can even include things like joint accounts, which I don't want to get into too much detail today, but it could even go over that $250,000 at that bank. But again, per account per depositor. So that's a nice feature, right? You put the money there. If the bank goes bust, good news is Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation comes in and makes you whole up to that $250,000. The main drawback, of course, is no risk, no reward, right? If you want your money to be absolutely liquid, absolutely secure, then you're not going to get much. And so most savings accounts in the United States just aren't yielding much right now. And by the way, I occasionally, Malia will attest to this, we get people who say, but they used to. So I'm just waiting for that day to come back. Well, here's the spoiler alert. When the interest rates were higher back in the Reagan administration era, 1980, 1981, 82, right around there, which is when many of our clients reflect back on, inflation was also in higher, right? And so when you were getting 10% on your money market account, inflation was 12. Said another way, you weren't really growing your money. You were just holding it level. So bank deposit savings accounts, and by the way, if you talk to an honest banker, they will tell you this, is not meant for large swaths of long-term cash unless maybe you're a business. So consider looking at established banks, and really, we're going to get into in a moment, some online banks have become available that still offer FDIC insurance, but don't have the cost of the bricks and mortar and can offer higher rates. But we'll get into that in just a little bit. Another option would be CDs, certificates of deposit. Again, these some of the benefit is that they still offer that $250,000 of insurance, but you can sometimes get higher rates if you're willing to lock up your money for, say, 1, 3, or 5 years in a CD. The rates on traditional banks are between 0.5% to, say, maybe 1% per year, but if you use some of the online banks, we found rates as high as 2 to 2.25%, again, depending upon if it's a 1, 3, or 5 year time frame. Now, here's something that's wildly fascinating. For anybody who really follows finance, there's this conversation around the inversion of the yield curve. What that really means is that typically the longer you lock up your money, meaning you have more risk because you can't get your money back, the higher the rate, right? Risk reward. Mm-hmm. However, this fascinating thing has occurred where the Federal Reserve pushed up the short end of the yield curve, meaning that banks were paying maybe 2% for a 1 year CD, but there was so much demand for the long end of the yield curve that it kept it, the rates down. Okay. And so effectively you have the swing thing where you might go to even an online banking institution and you go, well, I can get 1.8 for the 1 year, or I can get 1.9 for the 5 year. See my point? Like, is it really worth the extra 4 years of lockup? So that is a big drawback of CDs. You have to be careful of that liquidity feature because it is possible that you put, you know, $10,000, $20,000 into a 3 year CD, you need money back out a year later, and suddenly you're taking on a penalty to get your money back out. But there's, Malia will talk about more, but there's a couple of options to consider.
Really great information as always. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn more about Kloss Financial and how they can help you, or if you're an employee, help you with your, help you with your employees as well. Learn about those separate divisions at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com, and the telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking this morning about safe money and using some air quotes as well around that stuff. And people sometimes have questions. They say, what about money market deposit accounts? And are you seeing better rates in that area?
Yeah, so we're going to make a distinction this morning when we talk about money market accounts. So sometimes money market deposit accounts, we are seeing them offering sometimes around 2.5%, and they're like savings accounts with similar benefits, but they also offer some additional benefits as well. So the main benefit is that money market deposit accounts, they tend to have more rate stability than in an online savings account. And they offer better rates. So the more you put in, generally, there's a different tiered rate. But like I said, the main benefit is they're also insured like your savings account, $250,000 per individual per account. So, you know, back in 2008, people had money in money market funds, and they actually saw some loss to the value. But let me specify, those are money market mutual funds, which we'll discuss in a minute. But the money market deposit accounts are guaranteed, similar to the other accounts we spoke of earlier. The main drawback with money market deposit accounts, though, is they all have different features. Some offer debit cards, check writing. You'll have to look at the details really carefully to make sure it makes sense for you if you were to add money to a money market deposit account. We always recommend that you check the financial health of any bank or financial institution that you're looking at putting money into, especially when we're talking about online banks and so forth. You want to make sure that they're recognized and real. Secondly, money market mutual funds I spoke of a minute ago, those are actually a type of fixed income mutual funds, and they invest in debt securities, and those are characterized by shorter maturities and minimal credit risk, but they can fluctuate. While they do have the lowest volatility of investments within them, they're different than the money market deposit accounts. So they're convenient to use, they're considered low risk, but they're not insured by the FDIC. So really important point there to distinguish between the two kinds. So you want to, one thing we want to take away today is you hear on our show quite often about simplifying. So we're not suggesting you go and invest in all these liquid accounts, but we just want to make sure that you're finding the best opportunity for your situation.
Really good information there. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. What about some of those high-yield reward checking accounts? Did we touch on that yet?
Yeah, so those offer relatively high interest, and those are federally insured for the $250,000. But what we see is the community banks and credit unions that offer them, they really do make you jump through a lot of hoops. So back to the simplifying, if you're having to look to move your money every 3 months to 6 months, that's probably not something that makes sense in your life to actually add more confusion, and chasing rates is usually never a good idea.
Really good information. Malia Cuevas, CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. CJ, tell us a little bit about purchasing savings bonds. Is that still an option?
It is, yeah. But actually, Sean, before we get to those savings bonds, we like giving those definitions of different types of accounts, but I also like it at a very practical level. Like, come on, give me the name of a few institutions you guys are using now, right? And what does it look like? So I will give you a few, and I'm a sucker for this. By the way, talk to your advisor, talk to your accountant. You need to make sure that this is right for you. But here's a few things we've been telling some of our clients recently. Capital One 360 savings accounts. It's pretty spectacular. It's a traditional bank savings account with FDIC insurance, and so it is liquid, and yet it's paying 1.5-ish% right now, 1.6% if you have over a certain dollar amount in there. Go online, Capital One 360 Savings. There's a little tip. Another one would be Betterment Cash Reserve, I think is what they call it. Again, Betterment, B-E-T-T-E-R-M-E-N-T, Cash Reserves. It's another type of a savings account. And that one right now, I believe their most recent quoted rate is around 1.84%. And again, it's a savings account. We're not talking CDs here to lock up your money for a long period of time. That would be another great option. And the final one is Max My Interest. So some of these newer solutions are actually pretty awesome. Max My Interest and Betterment actually use what are called program banks. So they will make sure, even if you put $2 million of cash in there, they're going to make sure, well, there is limits to this. It might be $1 million of cash, but they will make sure you don't go over $250,000 with any one bank.
Oh.
But they will program it through to a Betterment-like technology piece so it looks like you have this one singular account, say it's $1 million, but it's four separate banks to make sure you never go over any FDIC limit. And they're paying really great interest. So so both Max My Interest and Betterment do that. Some really cool, nifty solutions out there that still offer that full FDIC protection, but pretty darn high interest rates without locking up your money. So a couple tips.
Really, really good stuff there. Talking with CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professional from Kloss Financial. So let's talk then about savings bonds as we talk about some great opportunities out there. Do we still purchase savings bonds? Are they still an option? I don't hear much about them anymore.
Yeah, so, you know, it used to be something that our grandparents grandparents yes. or even parents would buy for kids. And it was a bigger deal because interest rates were higher, mm-hmm. right? You would go and buy a physical certificate of a bond from your local bank, and it would be paying, you know, 5%. And it was almost like a way to save for college or give a gift. And so two things have happened to make that not quite as common. One, interest rates have plummeted, right? Especially on U.S. government bonds, interest rates have plummeted. So the idea of like going to get your grandson a physical certificate that's paying, you know, half of 1% is not so exciting anymore. And secondarily, things have become more digital, right? So actually people don't want the physical certificate. Right. Mm-hmm. We meet with many clients that come in with statements of custodians who hold their certificates. They don't come in with $1 million of stock certificates. Right. Because it's just not as common anymore. So I think it's really dwindled the amount that people use them. But as we're talking about government bonds in general, we need to define a couple terms. First things first, treasury bills are any sort of short-term government bond, 52 weeks or shorter. Treasury notes are government securities that are issued with 2, 3, 5, 7, or 10-year maturities, and they pay interest every 6 months. And then treasury bonds are anything over that 10-year time frame, which typically have a maturity of 30 years. Within that space of government bonds, which are these much longer-term maturities, there's everything from TIPS to floating rate notes, to Series I bonds, to Series Double E bonds, and even some old versions called Series HH bonds. Some of you listening right now go, oh yeah, I know that. I've got one of those. So these can be great options. My encouragement to you would be not great interest, long-term maturities, probably not the time to go purchase government bonds now. But if you have old versions of them, maybe not the time to sell those either, because those might be paying much higher interest than if you were to go buy new ones right now. So there's a couple of tips. Hopefully that's helpful.
Great stuff. As always, talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial on the website. You can also, of course, pick up the phone, give them a call. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ Kloss. We'll go to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We'll also do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we're just moments away from the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card to Amazon. Don't forget, as always, you can find Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Before we get to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner, CJ, you were talking about some practical tips before we went to break there. You said there's a couple more things or one more thing you really want to touch on before we get to the question.
Yeah. So again, we talk, I remember, you know, being in school and professor would talk at a high level, you know, about different account types or supply and demand. I'm an econ major and kind of the way it works. And for me, at least, until you put it in practical application terms, it never meant anything to me. Maybe that's just me. Maybe nobody else is that way. You're realizing how silly I am. But because of that, I'm going to impose my will upon you and give you some practical tips. Hopefully it's helpful. So listen, practical tip number one was some of those, you know, Betterment or Capital One 360 or Max My Interest for just FDIC insured liquid, higher interest, safe return on some of that cash. We're still not talking anything over 2%. But listen, if you are like me and you sit on a nice reserve and maybe a vehicle sinking fund, and it's, you know, many thousands of dollars, even getting 2% is a lot better than maybe your local bank that you've been used to that's paying legitimately nothing, mm-hmm. right? A lot of people aren't getting even 1099s on their $50,000 of savings because the bank doesn't issue enough interest to justify the mail cost of the 1099. So there's some options. The other practical tip would be consider having different accounts for different items. And some of these non-traditional banking options are not only good because of the interest, but they also make it feel like it's separate, right? Which behaviorally, everybody who's listened to our show knows we're like Dave Ramsey. We believe in behavioral finance, which just means behaviorally, it gets it kind of like out of sight, out of mind. You go, yeah, I know I've got our emergency reserve, but that's earning good interest. I really don't want to touch it. It's not at my local bank. And we have that vehicle sinking fund and we have that vacation fund, but it creates this arm's length relationship. And I'm using my hands and I know nobody can see me, but that's what it ends up doing. So I really encourage you, take a look at a few of these FDI insured arm's length, higher yielding interest solutions, because not only do they give you better interest, but they could also be a better behavioral solution.
Really good tip there. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com, telephone number 442-5637. And again, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information there. Also great opportunities there. You can submit a question to be answered right here on the show at klossfinancial.com. As a matter of fact, Jack took the time to write in. He said, I'm considering retirement in the next 2 years, and I've heard I might have an option of taking my pension in a lump sum. Is this a good idea to consider?
Well, great question, Jack. I hope everybody understands. You can go to our website and submit a question just like Jack, but thank you, Jack, for your question. So first things first, congratulations. You are one of the dwindling few in America that continue to have a pension, and it sounds like at least you have a pension that is offering a lump sum, which is even a smaller component of the general populace. So listen, just for our listeners, there are defined contribution plans, which are like 401ks, 403bs, 457 plans, and then there are defined benefit plans. And if you think about that defined benefit, it gives you a defined future benefit, which is known as a pension plan in layman's terms. What Jack is asking is, my pension that is traditionally defined benefit is offering me an option to like convert it to a defined benefit or to a defined contribution like a 401k. That's an option you don't want to take lightly. That lump sum could be many hundreds of thousands of dollars instead of just an income stream. Unfortunately, Jack, I can't tell you what you should do because as many good answers on this show go, it depends. Depends on your longevity, if you're married, what the contingency options are, what the payment stream is. We do a what's called a discounting of future cash flow to get an understanding of present value. There's a lot of math that a good financial advisor can do to give you advice on this. But great question. I would seek professional counsel on that question, Jack.
Great advice as always. He is CJ Kloss. He comes to us from Kloss Financial. As mentioned, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number again, 442-5637. Don't forget as well, you're going to want to hold on to that number because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Amazon. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Federal Deposit Insurance, FDIC, currently issues your bank savings accounts for how many dollars per person per account? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First call with that correct answer, win that $25 gift card for Amazon. And again, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number 442-5637. CJ, always fun hanging out. You have a great day.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care. Dr. Hemkes comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.